Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dad, if you put this in the show, I'm gonna be real angry. Please don't put this song in the show. If you do, I'm gonna be super duper angry. Don't do it, Dad. If you do, I'm gonna buy your favorite chocolate bar and I'm gonna eat it in front of you. While not blinking, I'm going to practice not blinking.
What do you think my favorite chocolate bar is?
Curly Whirly.
You got me there. I do like a Curly Whirly.
Yeah.
You know, once I got a Curly Whirly and there were two in one wrapper. It was a double stacker in one wrapper. Still only had to pay the normal one Curly Whirly fee, but I got two in one.
They didn't think, wow, that Curly Whirly seems a bit thick. Let's amp up the price.
Well, I put it on the counter for the lady to scan, and I'm like, ooh, if she picks that up. Because I was like, I reckon there's two in here.
This is the weight of two Curly
Whirly. Yeah, she's going to go, hang on a minute. I was getting away with something. Oh. I don't know if it was technically stealing. I think Cadbury stuffed up. I think it's Cadbury's fault.
I think you get that, but yeah.
Yeah, that. But it is like my banner on my Facebook profile that I don't use very much. It's been there since that day. Best day of my life, double Curly Whirly. You know, sayings?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, or the early bird gets the worm.
You're saying a lot of bird ones.
Yeah, I don't know any other. Do you know any sayings that aren't bird
two
related?
Two birds with one stone.
Oh, there we go. They might all be bird related.
Wait, let's try and think of another saying. That grinds my gears.
And make hay while the sun shines.
Birds.
What has that got to do with birds?
Birds make hay. For their nests.
Birds steal hay for their nests.
Yeah, and that's why you should do it when the sun shines.
Okay, what about
you
grinding?
You need to make the hay and you need to leave it overnight when there'll only be the owls out, because owls don't steal as much hay because they're very, very nice and they don't like stealing hay.
I thought that was because they lived in tree hollows.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about grind my gears though?
Grind my gears.
Yeah, what's that got to do with birds? That hasn't got anything to do with birds.
It's got to do with deforestation.
Oh, okay.
Or a bird gets caught in the cogs.
Oh, no. Of the deforestation machines.
Yeah. The big axe swingy things from the Lorax movie.
Oh. Ooh. So what you're saying is all sayings about birds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you going to say? Were you going to say anything else?
What, about sayings?
Yeah.
Oh, I just wondered what your favourite saying was.
What's my favourite saying?
Yeah, if you had one.
No, don't. Oh, wait. If you teach a fish to get in a tree, then it'll be smart, but it's also just smart in the ocean and stuff, you know.
What?
I think it's something like that.
Isn't it if you teach a man to fish? No, if you give a man a fish, he'll eat for one day. Teach a man to fish and he'll eat for the rest of his life.
No, but Albert Einstein, he said, everybody is a fish, but if the fish climbs a tree, you're just a genius, but you can't climb a tree. But also, you know what lives in trees? Birds. Birds do. I'm going to say some just random stuff in that silence.
Hold on.
So then you need to leave the silence in. Ha ha ha. Now you've got to leave all the silence in. You can't even edit it out.
I can.
This is prime material. Yeah, but you're not going to. You're not going to edit this out because you'll be like, ha ha, that's so meta when you're editing. And then you've got to leave it all in. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, everyone is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree,
it will
live its whole life believing that it's stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't actually say it.
Well, he didn't? Who said it?
I don't know.
So he didn't say it?
Misattributed to Einstein, but they don't actually know.
So I guess everyone is stupid.
So Einstein probably could have said it, but he didn't make it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess everyone is stupid because we always thought that he said that fishes can climb trees if they're not stupid, but it's fine though. A little bit weird. That was me going around the moon.
Oh, not just mucking around with the microphone.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
It was a very important and topical joke.
I don't think it was. Backwards. Draw a cab.
So backwards.
Yeah, that's what I've written as a prompt. I don't know why.
Was it because
what do you
the
like?
OCP did some backwards stuff?
And might have been.
Now you were trying to get on the backwards meta.
Nah.
You're trying to hop on that meta.
No.
Get in the new,
that was a fun game they did, though.
New trend, get or the backwards.
I'm not trying to steal their game.
Stuff, you're like, oh, yeah, I love stealing stuff.
No, I don't.
I'm a little plagiarist.
No, I'm not even. I don't.
You keep on denying stuff.
I am.
Well, you know who else would deny stuff? A liar.
I'm not a liar. You can't
or
just...
someone telling the complete truth, you know.
Yeah.
They both do that.
Yep, that's right.
Someone who is...
Those are two opposite things, forwards and backwards, lying and telling the truth.
But they both do the same thing.
Yep. It's your job to work out which one I am.
Wait. Okay. If I told another version of you who either lies or doesn't lie, depending on if you lie or don't lie, like they do the opposite, would you say... Like, they go through, like, okay, so there's two doors and you're standing in front of the doors and one has, like, cool stuff and the other one has bad stuff.
Yep.
And if I asked you, hey, if I asked the other person if that one was a cool door, would they say yes?
No, you say, what would they tell me?
Yeah, what would they tell me? Oh, wait.
It's a very important distinction. You got to say, what would he say if I said, is this the cool door?
Well, what would he say if I said that? What would Bizarro Tom say? What would Mott say?
He would say,
Oh, wait.
Shrug.
You know the doors, though. You know the doors.
Oh,
now.
I know the doors.
Yeah.
Who are you asking, Bizarro Tom, what my door is?
You know what the thing is.
Bizarro Tom would say, he would say, go through my door.
Okay, so I go through that door. What happens? Good stuff or bad stuff?
It's mud. It's all just mud.
Yay! Mud.
Hey, so ads on Zesty Life Hacks. You heard any?
No.
I have.
I just thought we started talking in different voices.
Oh, you
and like I don't know.
What you were wondering when I was doing those impressions?
Yeah,
about Bunnings Warehouse.
I couldn't remember them, and I just thought maybe you did them out of the room and then like edited them in.
No, they're real ads.
Something what?
Yeah, sometimes it's for Audible. Audible.com.
Audible.com?
Yeah, you can get audiobooks. We use Audible all the time,
you can
actually.
Use all the
it's one I can get behind.
Wow, yes. Yeah. Audible is pretty great. And if you get the code and you put it in now, you get a book. The code is
I think you get a free week if you if you're new to signing up. So go for that.
The code is Zesty Life Hacks.
Don't use that code.
Type that code in, and you will get a book.
No, you won't. You won't get a book if you type that in. You can just sign up for a free month, and you'll get a book.
You could, but like you could also
type in Zesty Life Hacks. Nothing will happen.
Are you sure?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe you'll come up with a book. A life hack book.
I hope not.
It might be a good one. Probably won't.
Yeah, most life hack.
Probably read by the author. What's the best way that you know to like remember something really long? You've done a few plays and done some routines on stage.
I don't know, I just do it.
You don't know, you just do it.
Yeah.
Would you say like repetition, going over and over and over it again?
Oh. Yeah, because if I do it once and I just try to remember it from the one time I did it, it's very hard. Have you tried that? Have you tried to remember?
Have I tried being lazy and not working on it?
Have you ever read an entire book and then tried to remember the entire book after reading it? It's so hard.
No, I can't tell you. Well, I mean, I can remember what happens.
Oh, yeah? What's a book you've read?
Harry Potter. I've read Harry Potter.
What happens in chapter 3 of the first one?
Oh, no. See, I get your point now.
Bam.
Yeah.
See, it's impossible.
I could have given you the general outline, but not any specifics.
Oh, yeah. What's the general outline?
Harry Potter is the boy who lived.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
And
that's amazing.
Is that all you wanted to know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to know. First thing I want to know in any book is, have they been lived or have they been dead?
Well, it turns out everyone else was dead, but Harry was the boy who lived.
Everybody else in the world. Is this like an apocalypse?
Well, no. So you've got to understand it's all wizard business.
Wizard business? Yes. The wizards caused the apocalypse?
No, that's not what happened. Maybe we are writing a new book.
Oh, and it will be read by the author. Or Will Wheaton.
Okay.
Interlude music.
So close to a fart joke.
It's almost here.
What?
That was my fart joke.
Oh, okay. So you did a comedy gig this week.
Yeah, I did.
And I didn't get to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you practiced your routine.
It was so good. It was so amazing. You would have loved it way more than everyone else there.
I don't know what that means.
It's a vaguely, it's a vague thing that kind of sounds like a joke. You can interpret it many ways, but always it's funny.
Okay. But they did a thing that was like, whose line is it anyway, or mock the week?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was a whole bunch of prompts, but there was one wasted wishes from a genie. So there's a genie and
didn't even do that one.
You didn't do that one.
We didn't do that one.
Well, what would your waste it? How would you waste? This is it. How would you waste your wishes with a genie? You got the lamp. You give it a good old rub.
I have a lot of, because I've thought about this a long time, and they've always got those things where they want you to have a genie. They think that's cool, but then in all the stories, they've got to be like, okay, we got to set some ground rules because genies are too cool.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just let the protagonist do whatever they want.
Well, I mean, you can't just have infinite choices because then nothing's interesting.
I wish I could have infinite choices.
Oh,
a boom.
But what, genie would go, can't do that one. Sorry, you've wasted one wish.
No, what? I didn't even.
I wish.
The wish wasn't granted.
Yeah.
Genie, I wish.
Nah, loophole, genie loophole.
I wish there were no genie loopholes
forever,
so I'd get back that wish, and then I wish for more wishes, and then I wish for a bajillion wishes.
A bajillion. You capped it.
Yeah.
At one point, you're going to get to the end of your wishes.
I think that's fine.
Yeah, yeah, but not for a very long time.
Yeah. Need a bajillion. For just little things, my first thing would be to clean the lamp.
Wait.
The genie came out of.
Hold on. Okay, so are we back to three wishes now?
Yeah, three wishes.
Okay, you've got three wishes, and we're going to waste them.
So first one is clean the lamp.
So you want the lamp to be self-rubbing, so nobody ever rubs it.
Well, yeah, I just want it to be clean because I was obviously rubbing it for a reason, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
And then suddenly smoke comes out of it, and then the smoke's a man, and the man is like, hey.
He sounds like a creepy man.
Second one is to change the genie into someone less creepy genie.
Okay, so now you've got a bunny, a little blue bunny.
Then the last thing is I'd really like to be able to do really good impressions of just everything.
Oh.
Just amazing impressions.
Because that's worked really well for the guy from Police Academy. He's got a stellar career. Michael Winslow. See him everywhere.
Yeah, you do. Well, no, it's just
no, you don't. He was in the Police Academy films and that was it.
No, yes, you do, because you don't know what sound that you're hearing might actually be Michael Winslow.
Oh.
You hear something bump in the night, it's just Michael.
I think he's got like four. Bird. He's got four things. He's got and he's got.
Yeah, but I'd be able to do everything.
Oh, so you'd be better than Michael Winslow.
Oh, I'd be able to do great Michael Winslow impressions and then impressions of what he would sound like in every single parallel universe.
Well, here's the problem with this one last wish, and I think you've wasted it.
Yeah, because it's great.
No, it's because if you can do vocal impressions of anything, right, you need to have microphone technique. So you need to be able to stay on the mic.
Nah, because like I can just be perfectly, like if I'm this far away, it will sound like I'm right on the mic because I'll be able to make my voice sound closer. That's how good I'll be. Also, that wish would be frighteningly.
Can you get back on the microphone?
That wish would be frighteningly high on my wish list of if I had a bajillion wishes. It's like, yeah. It'd
be still number three. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, okay, cool. First order of business.
What? Make me sound better than I am?
No, that was cool. That was a squid turning on a light switch.
Should you?
No.
No.
Oh, maybe. Wait. Oh, it depends. It's really hard. Can we circle back to that one? Maybe do another thing?
Okay. Do you wash your legs in the shower?
I cannot wash my legs because when I get wet, I turn into a merman. Then I don't have any legs.
Just so when your tail turns back into legs after you've dried your tail off.
Yeah.
Do your legs smell fishy?
No.
Oh, okay. So they come back clean.
Because you a cologne.
Oh, right. Anti-fish odor.
It's just the Dr. Pepper cologne.
What?
I don't know if that's a thing. It probably is. Maybe it's only a mermaid thing. I don't know. Maybe humans don't have Dr. Pepper cologne yet. It's okay. So good, though.
All right.
It's amazing.
Mm.
That's how the ad goes. There's like a dolphin there, and the dolphin smells stinky, and someone says, hey, what smells fishy? And then the dolphin's like, I'm actually a mammal. And then they're like, you still stink, and then he gets sprayed with the cologne, and then he goes, it's amazing.
Right.
It's so funny.
Is it just Dr. Pepper? Or is it a...
Yeah, it's in a spray bowl, though.
Oh, okay. So they haven't... Oh, all right. It's amazing.
You're saying it wrong.
Oh. Here's one for you. Should you bite or lick ice cream?
You should lick it. It takes more time.
Oh, then you've got it melting all over your hand.
Well, like you should lick furiously, but like it's more savoring, and also your teeth don't get cold.
So if you got sensitive teeth,
I don't want
teeth.
Cold bones.
Yeah,
no. But I think it's acceptable if it's like an ice cream sandwich.
Well, you have to bite that. Yeah, you can't lick that.
Yeah, you can't.
Like a Maxi Bon.
Yeah, I can't get a Maxi
Bon. Or those Oreo sandwich things.
You know, when it's covered in chocolate, that's also a bit of a grey area. And when you're just really hungry and you want to really get into it, that's good. Maybe you don't do the teeth bite. Maybe you do the sole lip bite where you're just like, oh.
No, gross. Don't do that.
What? No.
So you're covering your lips with your teeth so you don't get them cold.
Yeah.
No wonder you end up with ice cream from your lip up into your nose.
That's just my manly moustache.
It's not a moustache. You eat ice cream like a 3-year-old.
No.
That's what it is.
You eat ice cream like a 90-year-old who gets pistachio.
Nothing wrong with pistachio ice cream, man. It's good stuff.
Gets rum and raisin.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
But he's really into the raisin bit, doesn't care about the rum.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh, wow, this raisin, what a thrill. You're gonna see Doris.
Doris, my old, ye old timey lady, is she?
Yeah.
All right, so I've got my doctor, rum and raisin, but I'm just.
Your Dr. Pepper cologne beforehand. Then you go.
I smell like cinnamon and I'm eating raisins and I'm going to go visit Doris.
Because you were related to the original.
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Or his grandson.
Yep.
He was around though in caveman times, so you're real old.
All right, top five. Top five favorite TV shows other than Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Now.
What? Within?
So I know you watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine, right? But the question that came to my mind was, do kids these days even watch TV? Do they watch TV shows?
Yeah.
Right? It's not all just YouTube.
No.
It's all not just all react videos and unboxing things.
No, I don't watch. I watch good things, like people reacting to react videos and unboxings and saying that it's silly.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Good content.
So edgy and cool.
Quality content.
Okay, but other than that, awesome YouTube content that you're so clearly well into. Do you watch any TV shows?
Yeah.
What? Well, top five other than Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
No, because you gotta watch TV shows so then you can go onto YouTube and get all the jokes about TV shows on YouTube.
What are you talking? So you understand the jokes that they're saying.
Yeah.
You need the references to get the jokes.
Yeah.
Okay, so what TV shows do you watch? So now you understand the jokes on YouTube that aren't Brooklyn Nine-Nine, top five, go.
This is a hard
one. You're a sucker for a game show. You love a silly reality-based game show.
Yeah, for a bit though, but like it's a bit. They're great. I love game shows, but I don't want to watch.
You don't want to watch Married at First Sight.
I don't want to watch.
You're not big into The Bachelor.
I don't want to watch.
Oh, you quite like The Bachelor.
I don't want to watch. Four episodes.
Four episodes? There's like 20 of some of these things.
Yeah, but like I watch one every now and again, but I don't want to watch more after that. I was thinking more like fiction TV shows.
Okay.
But now I've got to factor those in now, and now I'm thinking about all of the panel shows I like.
Well, just watch. Confused. Well, what's
you're
your favorite shows?
Do that or not?
They're all TV shows.
Well,
top five. Come on, go. Name a show you like. Go, one. Any order, just five.
Community, IT Crowd, Hypothetical.
What about?
What?
Is it Cake?
Is it Cake? And Sammy J and Randy's Ricketts Lane.
Okay.
Or maybe Ronnie Chang's International. This is too hard.
Oh.
You made it too hard straight away.
Why?
It's too hard.
Because there's too many TVs.
Yeah, there's and too many TV shows that I've you actually watch.
No, it's not just what you've watched. What do you really like?
I really like, yeah.
Okay.
Too many. It's
I'm
too
sorry
hard.
I made
you
it made too hard.
Too hard. You say five.
Sammy Jam, Randy Ricketts Lane.
That I see.
IT Crowd.
Yeah.
Community.
Yes.
Yeah. What else did you say?
I said Ronnie Cheng.
No, I don't like Is It Cake. Ronnie Cheng's international student.
You have to think of one.
Oh, I said Ronnie Chen. And there was another one that you said you liked.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna tell you what it was.
Well, I'm gonna say Stranger Things. I quite like Stranger Things. There you go. Yeah. I'm not cool. I'm only as cool as everybody because everyone likes Stranger Things except for you.
Well, I just haven't watched it. I'm sure I would like it, but
too
I can,
scary for
I
you.
Not get invested in it. No, I can watch. I'm not scared.
Yeah, you'll be scared.
I'm not scared of nothing. Not scared of Vecna.
Are you scared of the Demogorgon?
No.
What about the Mind Flayer? It flays your mind.
I don't know, filet mignon?
No, I think like it.
What's flay mean?
I think
when you can tell me what flay means, then I'll be scared.
Like it cuts bits off your mind.
Is that how they make filet mignon?
I don't know. I don't even know what filet mignon is.
Filet mignon. I'm not scared of nothing.
Yes.
You're silly. Oh, wait, the Mighty Boosh. I also like the Mighty Boosh. This is too hard.
You know, these shows are all really old.
Yeah.
Except from Stranger Things.
I'm an old.
Which you haven't seen.
I'm an old soul. Hypothetical is not old, which was the other
thing. That's the other one, Hypothetical.
And you already put Stranger Things, that's six. You've done too many. That means it was too hard for you. It was too hard for you. I win. I win. I win. I win.
Oh, God, I can't listen to you anymore. Stop it. Right, so there was this debate going on in America. And this debate could only happen in America. Don't do that.
There's like a bit of hair on it.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
All right, so there was this debate going on in America, right?
Yeah. Too close.
Yes. There was this debate going three, two, one. There was this debate going on in America, right?
Yeah.
And this debate could only happen in America.
Was it, is America cool?
No, I think that happens everywhere else. I think they think they are cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it got me thinking, do Americans even know what a sandwich is?
What do you define as a sandwich?
Something that is put together with two slices of bread.
Yeah.
See, Americans.
So a sausage.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A sausage in a bun.
Some bread. That's good though.
Yeah, but you've only just got it folded up. That's one slice.
Yeah, but if you accidentally cut through the entire bun, then it is a sandwich.
Hold on a second. Sausage on a bun, like a hot dog. On a hot dog bun?
Yeah. But if you cut all the way through the bun, then that's two pieces.
Why don't you just call it a hot dog?
Because it's a sausage in a bun.
If it's not the red hot dog, and it's a sausage that you've put in a bun, It's a sausage in a bun.
Yeah, but if it, okay.
Would you call that a sausage sandwich? What happens if you get some sausages and put it between two slices? I would call it
a sausage in a bun because that is a neutral term that does not get into this sandwich political essences.
Okay, listen. Do Americans know what a sandwich is? Because they call weird things sandwiches.
Like what?
They don't have chicken burgers, man.
Do you have chicken sandwich?
If they call it a chicken sandwich.
Well, I mean, it kind of is. But also it's a burger because it's got the burger bun.
See, this
burgers
is the thing.
Are sandwiches.
Aha. Uh-huh. I don't think that they realize this. They like the only thing that is a burger is a hamburger. It's got to have a beef patty in it.
Mm.
If you use the hamburger bun and make like and put like a chicken thing in there or fillet of fish, that stuff they call a sandwich.
What?
Whereas we define a burger as something with a burger bun.
They're all about that patty.
They're all about that beef patty. Or veggie patty. Then they call it a veggie burger.
Yeah, they do.
Do you think they're right?
Okay. No.
Done.
That's called a patty, not a burger.
Oh, the patty.
Yeah.
Why are they called hamburgers, though? There's no ham in them.
Because it comes from Hamburg in Germany. Did you not know that?
Oh. No.
I'm not sure if that's true, but I feel like I might have heard it once.